This evening we're in the Gate Lodge in the middle of Kilkenarden Parish, and we're interviewing a couple of hurlers that played with Kilkenarden over the years. One of them here I'm about to talk to now, Mickey Carrington.
You played county, you played in the famous All-Ireland final intermediate hurling. You won the Munster Championship. Intermediate.
Munster Championship, yeah.
That was 62.
That's right.
Yes. And that was a big thrill.
That was great. It was a big thing at the time in Galway.
Absolutely, yes. You know.
As I remember, and as we speak now, our fullback that day was buried last week.
Who was that?
Shane Daly.
Oh, from Maybe Not Mine. Didn't realise that.
So that was enjoyable. And then again, we went to Borden for the whole home final.
Against?
Carlow.
Yes.
And we were all geared up for it. But Sean Devlin now was one of the top players in it. He was going to South Africa. I think it was the day after or so.
Yes.
And he had his injections got, and he wasn't playing up to far. And then
he was a great player, Sean. Teaching art. Yes.
And from where we were coming out to be a very little blip that had upset the balance.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So they didn't perform that day against Kerry, and they were beating them both.
Yes. And then you played, of course, in the Munster Championship, those years where Galway were not successful playing in the Munster Championship.
1963, I played the Munster Championship.
Mm. Do you remember who you played?
We played Limerick in Ennis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And beaten.
We were beaten.
Big occasions, though, Munster Championships.
Oh, that was great.
Did you enjoy being in it?
Well, really, but there was no such thing as a back door that time. You know?
That's true, yes.
if you got your chance, you were able to take it. Yes. You had another match. If you didn't win, that's it.
Very good. And unfortunately, then the next year you had your injury, and that was the end of your hurling career. But you turned out to be a very successful referee.
Well, I don't know about successful. But
well, I remember one, there's a great iconic photograph, you're standing over, what's his name, the Turlochmore goalkeeper, in a famous championship match.
Oh, Bobby Madden.
Bobby Madden. Could you tell us that story? It's a great photograph. Bobby refuses to hurl or something. What happened that day?
What happened that day now was awarded a 21 referee to Mellor. I think it could have been the semi-final cup, I'm sure it wasn't. And just as Tom Ryan was coming up to take the free,
go on.
One of the Turlochmore players had a straw stud in his hand.
Yes.
And just as he was about to take the free, the man fired at the ball. Right?
Yes.
So anyways, they had to be taken again. I don't know what I should have done with him. If it was nowadays, maybe put on.
At least the yellow card nowadays. No cards this time.
No cards.
Yes, go on.
But when he took the 21 anyway, the second time round, it was saved. But it was saved, deemed to be behind the line.
Controversial decision
for the umpires.
Yes. And they were your umpires.
They were my umpires.
Yes. Or the Kilkenarden
It was cleared, you see, taken back, and it was gone the other end of the field before the flag went up. Right?
Yes, I can see how that'd be controversial, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you see, when you draw it back then, it's the referee is going to be the bad guy.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, as it turned out, the ball was supposed to be a foot behind the line, but when we were in things, I'm in the post, between the post, there was no line. So you can imagine.
Different times. Did you spend many years refereeing, did you?
I could have been 3 years at it, I'd say.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I did, because it was something to be doing.
Yes.
And got you
involved.
Yeah, because I turned out to be a very big spectator.
Yes.
You know, I didn't enjoy going to matches.
Yes.
But
you like the involvement.
The involvement of being referee was...
Yeah. And after then, that, of course, then you got very involved in the local club here as an official and all of that. And
well, so I suppose I really got a certain assignment by it, I think.
Yes. And one of the highlights, of course, of your career with Kilkerran must have been to see the opening of the new pitch. You were years planning that, were you?
That was great.
Do you remember how it all started?
Well, it started as we had discussions with the Land Commission. The forestry is one of the pitch where the pitch is now. For a site for a pitch. And of course, that time, you know, the policy of the forestry was we plant, we'll cut the trees.
Yes.
And replant. But I think at the time we set to that note, it was about 1985. And the economic climate, I think, helped us.
Yes.
To overcome that rule there.
It certainly turned out to be a very, very fine pitch. It was a big day for the parish, the opening of that pitch. And you were the MC on the day, weren't you?
No, I wasn't MC. Brian was the chairman.
Oh, my. Yes, but you were very, very involved anyway. It was a great achievement, surely. And we cannot let you go, Mickey, of course, without mentioning your great friend over the years and neighbour, Tom Callan.
Tom was a special man.
Years chairman of the Galway Hurling Board.
Absolutely.
And a great friend of yours.
Oh, great. Well, he was a neighbour of us, and it was great. He was sort of a character that could come in anything.
Yes.
Even if he wants to give you a Mrs. Hung,
yes.
He'd come in.
Yes.
And, you know, we sort of expect him in all the time.
Yes.
And this is nearly 14 years after.
Yes, yeah. Yes, 1986 he died.
Right.
In a tragic car accident.
Yeah.
Yes, very high.
He was a great, great, decent, honest man.
He was indeed. He was indeed. Okay, Mickey, thank you very, very much for that. And continued good health and good involvement with the club. Thank you.
Thank you.